And right now, to close out the hour, as we do each and every Friday edition of Current Sports, we now welcome to the show Johnny Lewis, founder of Blessed Body Training, for a segment we entitle Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis, who joins us live from Arizona. J. Lou, happy holidays. How you doing, my man?
Hey, happy holidays, Al.
Always good hearing from
you.
Are you, and I have to ask, Johnny, you know, I just mentioned before we brought you on the show, of course, it is the holidays, and many, like myself, will be eating some very tasty treats, but also very unhealthy treats. So it's got to be real tough, man, when you're trying to stay in shape, but then the holidays come, and you're around friends and family, and you see that pie and the cheesecake and all of the other foods and goodies out there. I mean, how do you stay disciplined around this time of the year, man? It kind of goes out the window.
Yeah, it's really hard, man. It's really hard. There's definitely alternatives that help you stay disciplined if you want to do some cooking yourself or if you want to do that extra shopping, searching for the healthy alternatives. But they're definitely out there, Al. And I have a hard time myself, staying away from cheesecake because that's my all-time favorite. So
right.
Around the holidays, you have a couple of cheat days, but you can make up for it, right?
Oh, you certainly can, without a doubt. I think, I'm going to have about 5 cheat days this upcoming break, and then I'll just get back in the gym and hit it hard, man. But, again, you give us a tip that you can use in the gym and, of course, in the kitchen each and every week. I want to start in the gym, and you want to talk about the benefits of stretching.
You know what, Al? I think I want to flip the switch a little bit. I know Al Martin, you're ready for anything, so I want to change it up if you don't mind.
Please do. Go ahead.
I want to talk about group workouts and group runs, group activity workouts, because I think that's a great way to get tons of accountability partners, because when you engage in group activities, you meet people. And the reason I thought about it is because I've been hosting a group hike and a group run for the past, 2 months. You know, me and a couple of buddies, we started a hiking group. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and since we've started it, we've gotten so many people to come along, and so many new friendships have been made. And, it's a great way to meet people and meet these accountability partners. So, and one of the things when I was in Detroit, there was a group called Run This Town Detroit. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I have. That really blew up over time, didn't it?
Exactly. It blew up. A few guys I know from back home started that group. And the thing is, it's blown up, and so many people have, gotten to fitness and met so many people, new friends throughout the process. So I said, why not do the same thing in Arizona,
Right. Well, I'm curious, Johnny, because, I remember having conversations with you about that idea. And, when you're starting a fitness group, I'm curious as to what steps did you take to grow that group over time? Did it just start with a few cats you knew in the area and you guys just started running or working out? And then along the way, you just tell people about it and say, hey, come out every Wednesday or something. How did that work for you?
Oh, yeah. So I met actually it started with some work buddies of mine, and they were on a fitness journey themselves, and I told them what I do, and they invited me to a hike, and then we all just thought of it. It started off with 3 or 4 of us, and last week we had 11 people come out. So it's been growing every week, and it just started with us three, and we were why don't we just start a group? And I'm like, oh, that's an amazing idea, and it correlates with the brand and everything. So you kind of just have to initiate it, and I challenge you to start winning East Lansing now.
Man,
a running group or something.
I tell you what, with my schedule, man, that would certainly be a challenge. But I, when I do, I'm gonna have to pick your brain about how to go about that, right? And the thing you're out in Arizona. It's so easy, to go run because the weather's awesome. People want to get outdoors and go run. It would certainly have to be at a gym if we were to do it here in East Lansing.
No. I mean, yeah, we definitely have more mountains and hills out here, but there's so many trails in Michigan. I used to have a few in East Lansing, actually. Lake Lansing has a really good back trail behind the apartments going down that road. So
right.
There's an app called All Trails. Look up that app, and it shows you trails across the country.
That is awesome stuff, Johnny. Yeah. And I think it bodes well. It goes right into the conversation that you just brought up when it comes to having accountability partners, something that you've dedicated a segment to in the last few weeks we've had you on, because it's so important to have people that are going to hold you accountable when trying to get fit and in shape. And this is an easy way to do that, Johnny.
Exactly. And there's tons of, like, Facebook groups for, like, hiking groups, especially out here in Arizona. But I'm sure you can find some in Michigan or any state that you may be in, for all our listeners in other states. I'm sure you can find them on Facebook. I see them all the time, especially for people that just moved to new areas. So
right.
It's really helpful for me.
All right, I want to, since you threw me for a loop just then and flipped the script on me, Johnny. I want to ask you this then, because I was messaging you this earlier, and actually last night when I was at the gym, we were talking about this because you posted a really a really funny picture on your Instagram about how crowded it gets in January when you have all these people that normally don't go to the gym on a regular basis. 2019 comes and they want to turn a new leaf, right? And the gyms get so crazy in January. Like, it is insane how many New Year's resolutions are trying to be made in the gym come January. But then February comes and it's like, all right, yeah, now where are they at right now? But for the
exactly.
person who goes to the gym on the regular, Johnny, I mean, how do you deal with the crowds come next month?
Man, it's kind of I love it because I love more people in the gym. I wish they would stay crowded and maybe more gyms will open. I think that's the best solution.
Right.
But it is slightly annoying, when you're used to the gym being kind of empty around this time, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh, I can't even get on the squat machine. I gotta wait my turn.
But
I go at night. I go at night pretty often, so like, sometimes I'm in the gym at, like, midnight, definitely since I record videos, and it's definitely not as many people. So if you can go at those, odd hours, that's a good way to avoid the crowds. But, it's a good way to meet people, so I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And it's good that, those individuals who have been sitting around on the couch for months and months and months are trying to get in the gym and get healthier, man. And one quick tip that you can give our listeners out there, those who are sitting back and saying, you know what, Johnny, that's me. When 2019 comes, it's one of my goals. It's one of my things that I want to get better at come the new year. How can they stay consistent and how can they stay motivated to get up and stay in the gym come the new year?
Okay, man. So I preach this time and time again. I say, and it goes with what we were just talking about with the groups, accountability partner. Even with myself, like, people that ask me to go to the gym, sometimes I'm lazy myself, like, less body. I get lazy, I get tired. But when you have somebody that's counting on you, it gets you in there, trust me. So this is that accountability partner. Find an accountability partner to do your New Year resolution with, and a good accountability partner is going to stay on your head. So
right.
That's my biggest advice, to be honest. So we're gonna keep on revisiting that.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great point because, and the thing what you just said, Johnny, a good accountability partner, not a yes man or a yes woman who's going to say, oh, yeah, just take a day off, honey. Or, y'all, no, man, you went in last night. You're fine today. You can have a
right.
cheat day. You need somebody who's going to keep it real,
man,
with you and keep it honest with you, right?
You got to keep it real and you got to – you can't be soft. You got to stick to it. Stick to the plan.
I love it. All right, Johnny. Well, this is the last Blessed Body segment that we have, of course, before Christmas. And I want to ask this as we come up here on the close of the hour, the question I had to our listeners out there, what is your favorite or I should say most memorable Christmas gift that you've ever had? What's the coolest or most memorable Christmas gift you've ever had? We got a lot of responses. I want to know yours. What is yours?
So this is great because it's super relevant. And it was a tie between two because I was listening to the show.
Yeah.
But I was going to say my drums at first, my drum set that my mom got when I was like five. My parents got me a drum set. But you know what? It's even better, a bench set that I got around 10 or 11. I can't remember what age, but it was my first bench set. So that's what started it off.
Wow.
I was already working out before, but mama, I asked for a bench set, and I got it when I was 10. It only went up to, like, 100 pounds, but you know, at that time, that was a lot of weight, you know?
Yeah, for you, as the little J. Lou, right? That turned you into the beast that you are today. And I think that's a similar story to what Drew spoke of earlier this hour. You never know what kind of gift you can give around Christmas for a young man or woman that will spark interest, that will propel them into whatever destiny they choose to pursue. So
I'd be in better shape, that's for sure, if I'd have gotten a weight set versus a computer. But, hey, the computer pays the bills.
That's true. Exactly. That's a good point, Drew. All right, Johnny, thank you so much, man. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
All right, thanks. And Al, real quick, my family said hi, my dad said hi, and happy holidays. And you stay blessed, man.
You got it, man. I love the Lewis family. Love and thanks to them. Right back at them, Johnny. Thank you so much, bro.
All right. Have a good one.